Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Jordan Sava. In this episode, we are joined by Aaron Lisberg, thoracic medical oncologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, to discuss the latest findings from the Phase 3 TROPION-Lung01 study of Dato-DXd for the treatment of patients with advanced or metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Lisberg. To start, what can you discuss about your presentation on the Phase 3 study given at ESMO 2023?
Right now.
Yeah, so at ESMO 2023, I presented the findings from the TROPION-Lung01 study. This was a study evaluating Dato-DXd, which is a TROP2-directed antibody-drug conjugate versus docetaxel in patients with advanced metastatic non-small cell lung cancer eligible for second-line chemotherapy. Patients were eligible irrespective of histology, whether they had actionable genomic alterations or not. Those populations were enrolled in both directions, and a minimum TROP2 expression level is not required for enrollment on the trial.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And what can you tell me about the efficacy and safety findings that were presented at the meeting?
Yeah, so the patients, as I said, were randomized 1-to-1, received Dato-DXd, the TROP2 ADC, versus docetaxel. The trial had two dual primary endpoints, progression-free survival by blinded independent central review, and overall survival. So as we looked at the two trial arms, the characteristics of the patients were well-balanced onto both arms. Some things to note, approximately 25% of patients on either arm of the study had squamous disease. Actionable genomic alteration patients made up 17% of the patients on either arm of the studies, with the most common actionable genomic alteration of patients on study being the EGFR mutation. And patients with stable baseline brain metastases were allowed to enroll on trial. When we looked at patient disposition on trial, we saw that three times more patients were on study at the time of data cutoff on the Dato-DXd arm at 18% compared to 6% on the docetaxel arm. We also saw that more than half the patients treated with docetaxel were on therapy for 3 months or less. This was in contrast to the Dato-DXd arm, where we saw 20% of patients on therapy for at least 9 months compared to less than 1 in 10 on the docetaxel arm. The reason for study discontinuation was similar in both arms of the trial, and the median study follow-up was about 13 months for both arms. I presented two efficacy endpoints during my ESMO 2023 presentation, the first of which was progression-free survival in the intention-to-treat population. What we saw was a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival in favor of Dato-DXd over docetaxel, the hazard ratio of 0.75. We saw that the objective response rate was more than doubled for the Dato-DXd patients, and the duration of response was longer for the Dato-DXd patients. On the next section of the efficacy discussion, we looked at a forest plot, and we found that the vast majority of characteristics favored Dato-DXd from a PFS perspective over docetaxel. But when we looked at histology, we saw clear divergence in terms of that benefit, where the patients with non-squamous disease clearly had a PFS benefit with Dato-DXd, and those patients with squamous disease did not. We also noted that the patient population with the greatest benefit from Dato-DXd were the patients with actionable genomic alterations, who had a PFS hazard ratio of 0.38. It's important to note that all but three of those patients with actionable genomic alterations had non-squamous histology. So we took a deeper dive into this dichotomy in terms of PFS benefit based on histology by looking at two Kaplan-Meier curves. What we saw is in the non-squamous population, we saw clear separation of the Kaplan-Meier curves for PFS, hazard ratio of 0.63, median progression-free survival improvement for the Dato-DXd patients of 1.9 months, objective response rate almost three times higher in the Dato-DXd treated patients and a longer duration of response. We saw the exact opposite in squamous patients. The hazard ratio is greater than one, the objective response rate, duration of response, median progression-free survival, none of those things favored Dato-DXd, suggesting that in an unselected manner, Dato-DXd does not appear to be a superior therapy with respect to PFS over docetaxel. Now, the question that arose at that point in the talk with respect to the efficacy was, because we knew that the non-squamous population included all but three of the actionable genomic alteration patients, we wanted to identify if the benefit seen in the non-squamous population was entirely driven by the actionable genomic alteration population. And that was not the case. We showed the progression-free survival hazard ratio for patients with non-squamous disease that did not have actionable genomic alterations, and it favored Dato-DXd with a hazard ratio of 0.71, suggesting that non-squamous patients, both with and without actionable genomic alteration, are deriving a PFS benefit from Dato-DXd over docetaxel. We then looked at the second efficacy endpoint, which was overall survival. It was important to note, again, dual primary endpoints, and there were two overall survival analyses planned on trial. I presented the intention to treat overall survival analysis at the interim time point, and there's a final overall survival analysis that has not occurred yet and will be presented at a future meeting. So in terms of the interim overall survival analysis in the intention to treat population, what we saw was a trend in favor of Dato-DXd over docetaxel. This did not cross the pre-specified boundary for statistical significance. However, when we looked a little closer at the histologic breakdown, since we knew it was so informative in the PFS data, we saw the same thing. We saw that the OS benefit in favor of Dato-DXd appears to be primarily driven by the non-squamous patients, where the hazard ratio was 0.77. And again, the squamous patients do not appear to be deriving an overall survival benefit from Dato-DXd. The hazard ratio is greater than one. So to contextualize all of that efficacy data, we then looked at safety. And from a high level, it appears that Dato-DXd was better tolerated than docetaxel. Grade 3 or higher treatment-related adverse events occurred at a lower rate in the Dato-DXd arm compared to docetaxel, 25% of patients compared to 41%. And this was despite a longer duration of therapy in the Dato-DXd-treated patients. This led to a higher number of events associated with dose discontinuation and dose reduction in the docetaxel-treated patients, again, suggesting from a global perspective that the safety profile of Dato-DXd is better than docetaxel. We then looked at specific treatment-related adverse events on trial. The most common treatment-related adverse events experienced with by patients with Dato-DXd, treated with Dato-DXd, were stomatitis and nausea. We do know that bone marrow suppression is a big problem with docetaxel, and we found that febrile neutropenia and neutropenia, which are very common with docetaxel, were much less common with Dato-DXd. And importantly, the safety data that I presented did not show any new safety signals with Dato-DXd. So all of those things being said, there certainly are some unique toxicities we need to be aware of with Dato-DXd. So I talked about the adverse events of special interest during my ESMO 2023 presentation, or the AESIs, and there are four categories. The first of which was an umbrella term for stomatitis oral mucositis. 54% of patients treated with Dato-DXd had an event associated with stomatitis oral mucositis, but the vast majority of these events were low grade, as only 6% were grade 3 or higher. And most importantly, when we're thinking about these events, they did not interfere with the investigator's ability to administer the drug effectively to patients, as less than 1% of these events were associated with dose discontinuation. Ocular toxicities do occur with Dato-DXd. They occurred in 19% of patients treated with Dato-DXd, but again, typically low grade, grade 2 or lower, increased tearing or dry eyes. One of the big toxicities that I focused on during ESMO 2023, because I think it's so relevant to our patients with lung cancer, is ILD. And we know that ADCs with the DXd payload, such as trastuzumab, deruxtecan, do have ILD associated with them. So what we found on this trial, there was an independent adjudication committee that looked at all potential ILD events. And 8% of patients treated with Dato-DXd had an any grade ILD event that was associated with Dato-DXd. 3% of those events were grade 3 or higher, and there were 7 events that were grade 5. To contextualize those 7 grade 5 ILD adjudicated events with Dato-DXd, 4 of those 7 patients, the primary cause of death on site by the investigator on site was attributed to disease progression. Finally, infusion-related reactions do occur with Dato-DXd. They occurred at 8% in the patients treated with Dato-DXd and 8% of the patients treated with docetaxel. Majority were grade 2 or less, with the exception of one grade 3 event. So in summary, you know, this was a positive trial because these are two dual primary endpoints. A statistically significant improvement in either one elicits a positive trial. And we found that with statistically significant improvement in PFS in favor of Dato-DXd and the intention to treat population over docetaxel. That said, when we looked at the data a little closer, it was very clear that histology informs that benefit, that the PFS benefit we observed was informed by and driven by patients with non-squamous disease, both with and without actionable genomic alterations. And the patients with squamous disease clearly are not benefiting from Dato-DXd over docetaxel. Toxicity profile appeared to be globally better for Dato-DXd, but there are specific adverse events of special interest to be monitoring for, especially ILD. So that's something to be aware of. And the overall survival data I presented, again, showed a trend in favor of Dato-DXd over docetaxel in the intention to treat population. But again, what we saw was that was primarily driven by the non-squamous patients. And there is a final overall survival analysis that we will see at some future time point. So really the take home here was that Dato-DXd was a better tolerated drug from a global perspective, although there are some clear differences in terms of toxicity profile, and it appears to be a potential new meaningful therapy for patients with non-squamous, metastatic advanced non-small cell lung cancer, eligible for second-line chemotherapy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lisberg, for sharing all of that very exciting data. Off of that, what do you think is important for a community oncologist to take away from this research?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, I suspect that anyone who treats advanced metastatic non-small cell lung cancer uses docetaxel with or without ramucirumab at a pretty high rate. In our patients without actionable genomic alterations, after progression on chemotherapy and immunotherapy, either given sequentially or in combination, docetaxel is our standard of care. And our patients with actionable genomic alterations after exhaustion of targeted therapies, chemotherapy, plus or minus immunotherapy, which is exactly how this trial was designed, docetaxel is our standard of care. And, everybody's experience with docetaxel is a little different, but it certainly is, historically associated with limited efficacy and substantial toxicity. So I think we've, for several decades now, been trying to do better for our patients. And I think the takeaway here is that it appears that we have. Dato-DXd, again, from a high level, appears to have superior progression-free survival over docetaxel, but that magnitude of benefit in the overall study population is probably not enough to really move the needle. However, when we look at the non-squamous population, I believe it is. And I think that this is a potential alternative to docetaxel or another therapy that we'll have for our non-squamous patients who are eligible for second-line chemotherapy at some future time point. And I think that, if and when that becomes available to providers, I think it's important for them to independently look at the data. There'll be additional, discussions and presentations, but identifying what's best for their patients. And within that context, getting familiar with these drugs, in community oncology, the antibody drug conjugate paradigm is not a new one, and neither is TROP2-directed antibody drug conjugates. As we all know, there's an approval for sacituzumab govitecan in the breast cancer space as well as the urothelial cancer space. So I suspect that many community oncologists already have experience with TROP2 ADCs and likely a good experience. I mean, these drugs are pretty well tolerated. So I think that having more options for our patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, again, specifically based on the data in the non-squamous population, I think is only a good thing and hopefully will lead to better outcomes in the long term.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And you discussed a little bit of the next steps of the trial, but for Dato-DXd, what other studies are looking at this further, and what are the next steps for the agent specifically?
Looking forward.
Right before the presidential symposium that I gave at ESMO 2023 regarding the TROPION-Lung01 study, there was the TB01 study, the TROPION-Breast01 study that looked at this agent in breast cancer and looking very promising there as well. So that's probably the area where this drug is furthest along. But I will say that this drug is being explored across many tumor histologies in expansion cohorts on the phase one trial. Based on this exciting data in non-small cell lung cancer, there are a number of frontline trials that have already launched and are enrolling, evaluating combinations of Dato-DXd plus immunotherapy plus or minus chemotherapy, depending on which arm a patient's randomized to and what their PD-L1 status is. So I think the overall thought process here, especially based on this data, is that this drug appears to be better tolerated than docetaxel and appears to have a PFS benefit in the non-squamous population and a trend towards an OS benefit in that non-squamous population, which we'll see more of at a future time point. And given all of that information, I think it's important for us to be getting our best therapies to our patients as soon as possible. And so these frontline trials evaluating Dato-DXd, I think, are very important. They'll take time to accrue, and I think that the ultimate endpoint we want to see here is overall survival benefit. But I think that there's a real possibility of doing that. I think one unique feature to Dato-DXd, the TROP2 ADC, and why it is a good combination drug, especially with chemotherapy, is it really doesn't have a lot of bone marrow suppression, as I said earlier during our discussion when I was comparing and contrasting docetaxel. So I think it is a companion that we can be combining with platinum chemotherapy. And there has been some early phase data looking at Dato-DXd plus immunotherapy plus or minus chemotherapy. And there hasn't been any additive toxicity that's been really concerning at this point. I talked about Dato-DXd with its ILD. Obviously, we know immune checkpoint inhibitors have ILD, so we're keenly awaiting some of that data to see if there was a really significant concerning safety signal. We haven't seen that yet. So ultimately, this does look like a drug that can be combined with immunotherapy plus or minus chemotherapy. And within the paradigm of getting these drugs to our patients, the best drugs to our patients as soon as possible, I think these frontline trials are really exciting. And I think we'll take some time to see how that plays out. But that's where I think the attention is driving towards in non-small cell lung cancer.
Thank you so much for that. And before we close out our conversation, is there anything that you'd like to add about this study or Dato-DXd in general?
I'd like to thank your audience for joining us today. This is the beginning of the story. Like I mentioned earlier, we've been trying to unseat docetaxel in metastatic non-small cell lung cancer for a long period of time. And I think that we've potentially done that here with therapy in the non-squamous population. There's more data to come. There's more discussion to come. There's these frontline trials to evaluate Dato-DXd in breast cancer, Dato-DXd in other disease types. I think it's all very exciting. And I think it all drives home the point of trying to improve outcomes for our patients. So I think this is a very positive step in the right direction, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.